I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andrew. Tonight we've got Whoopi Goldberg and Tyler Perry. Tyler, man, he always travels deep. Like, I just went in to say hi to him, and he's got, like, all this security, and he's got some guy, like, videoing everything. It's interesting. He's a good guy. I like him. And Whoopi is classic. We love each other. I go try to get all the gossip about The View from her. Usually she gets me a little. Anyway, I'll see you in there. I'm psyched about this one.
He's the director, writer, and producer of The Pains, which is also what she sometimes calls her co-hosts. It's Watch What Happens Live with Whoopi Goldberg and Tyler Perry now. Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Thursday night with two people who are collectively so rich, I need to make sure they don't have too much fun. Otherwise, they might buy this clubhouse right out from under me, although it's so small, they won't. Their new movie, Nobody's Fool, is out tomorrow. It's about catfishing, which is making me seriously reconsider that Tinder message I thought I got from Nick Jonas yesterday. Welcome back the always iconic Whoopi Goldberg and Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is the writer and director of Nobody's Fool. I don't see how you have time. I get it that you have time to direct a movie, but I don't know how you have time to also write it.
Yeah, it's really quick. I write it in about 2 weeks. We shoot it in 2 weeks. No kidding. Yeah, we shot this one about 10 days.
But I know, but yeah, it looks like this gorgeous, huge. It doesn't look like you shot it in 10 days. Let me say that.
Well, it is that. Right. I don't know what it looks like the shot in 10 days means, but.
You don't want to know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I know. A movie we would shoot in the clubhouse would look like something that you would. Yeah. Over at the bar on their show, Get Out of My Room, they design and build rooms for kids. Tonight they are designing and building adult beverages for me. It's Claire Zinnecker and Jerry Brown Jr. Hey, guys. Great to see you. I heard you brought me something amazing. I can't wait to see what it is. Let's get started. Whoopi, I love it when you wear one of these kooky Christmas sweaters. Yes. I love it. Did you bring us?
I did. I brought you.
Oh, my God. You brought me one last Halloween,
I know.
Too.
First, I brought one for Tyler.
Oh, my God. Wow. TP, you got to wear this. Yeah.
I brought you this one. I just spilled on it.
Oh, my God. Yes. That's all right. Whoopi just spilled on it. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
Baby Black Santa.
Oh, my God. It's Mini Black Santa.
Baby Black Santa.
Yes.
And I got a reindeer.
Kissing cousin.
nice.
I mean, these are... I mean, oh, and mine's a turtleneck.
Yeah.
You know I love a turneck.
I didn't know.
Thank
but
you.
Now
no,
that I know
totally
you'll get
do.
Lots
yeah.
of them.
They, well, wait, these are actually your sweaters.
Yeah.
Whoopi Holiday sweater
collection. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Whoopi yeah. is like...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They're going to be at...
It's another revenue stream.
Yes.
At Zappos.
At
well,
Zappos.
Another revenue stream. Please, child.
Oh.
I love yeah. it.
I love how people just assume you got money.
I do assume you have
I
money.
I don't.
Really?
Don't assume. No,
well,
child.
Then this is a problem. We got to talk after the show.
No Whoopi- syndication. What?
Right. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Whoopi Goldberg and Tyler Perry are here to answer your questions. Before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, after 11 years as moderator of The View, it's impossible to imagine the show without Whoopi. But if she and the other ladies had to take a vacation, which celebrity bum would she want to occupy her chair? Here's what, Whoopi, it's time for you to assemble your fantasy View panel. Whoopi Goldberg, who would you choose to provide comic relief? Amy Schumer or Tiffany Haddish? Well, Tiffany's the star of the movie.
You know what? I would give each one one segment.
You would so, give them each
yes.
one segment.
So
okay,
one will
like
open
it.
The show, one will close the
okay,
show.
Okay, I like it.
Yes.
Which presidential daughter would best mediate political differences on the panel? Chelsea Clinton or Jenna Bush Hager?
Again, I'd have to do both of them.
You would do both of them?
Yes.
Whoopi doesn't
not like
pick
that.
Sides. Would you rather sit back and watch, who would you rather get sit back and watch go on random hilarious tangents, Cardi B or Jennifer Lawrence?
Okay. I think I'd have to go. Well, I love them both, so I'd have to give them the rest of the show.
Okay. Which journalist would do Barbara proud, Tamron Hall or Savannah Guthrie?
I want to say Tamron.
Okay. Who better, who would use the platform better to stress the importance of social and political activism, Kerry Washington or Sarandon?
I'm going to go with Carrie.
Okay. Who would keep it unequivocally real no matter how embarrassing the topic? Chrissy Teigen or Lena Dunham? They're both pretty.
I think, you know, again, this is now a 2-hour show, The View.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so right,
yeah.
Both of them. Right.
Okay. Which Kardashian is more deserving of a seat at the table, Kim or Khloe?
You know what? I really love Khloe.
I love do too. Kim. She's my favorite.
And I feel like she doesn't always get her due.
Yeah, I agree.
And
thank
so,
you very much. Whoopi Goldberg. Second, Tyler's career is so busy and hectic. I'm sure there have been moments where he's been a bit harried, but is he willing to confess those to a friend of mine who's shady and a bit hairy? Here's what. Oh, shady Tyler Berry.
It's the Shady Bear.
I know. Hey, Shady Bear, I know you have three shady questions for Tyler Perry. Give me your first one.
Which of your movies would you like to claw off your IMDb page?
Is there any movie that you would take off your IMDb page?
Oh, probably my first one.
Which was what?
Which was the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, which was
all
the
right.
first one. Which,
okay,
yeah,
the first,
which first
one.
One. The first
all right,
one, yeah.
Shady Barry.
What's the strangest thing you've ever seen Whoopi say or do behind the scenes?
Strangest thing you've seen Whoopi say or do behind the scenes?
She didn't do anything really strange. I mean, she's...
He knows me.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah,
that's strange to him.
Yeah, yeah, just, right. Yeah, yeah, it's right, just right. Whoopi.
No, it's Whoopi.
All right,
Whoopi.
What's the... Give me a good one, Shady Tyler Barry.
Tyler, who really bit Beyonce?
Yeah.
Yummy.
Tyler, you know who bit Beyonce.
I do know who bit Beyonce.
Is it a person who has been mentioned in the conversation?
I have no idea if it's been mentioned because I don't follow it. But nobody's fool opens tomorrow, and it's November 2nd.
Thank you, Shady Tyler Barry. Finally,
get that bear out of here.
I could spend this whole show blabbing on and on about my guests' accolades and how perfect they are. But doesn't it seem more fun to make these two highly functional people admit the times they've malfunctioned a little? Here's what, it's time for a fool's paradise. I have some questions about some of your more foolish moments. Okay, what, Whoopi, what's the dumbest brilliant idea you've ever had while high?
I can't remember.
I can think of one. Crazy Christmas sweaters.
No, I was straight as an arrow.
You were. Okay, it's like a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
Tyler Perry, what's the most lamentable thing you've ever blown a lot of money on?
What's lamentable?
Like, you know, if you like, lament, you
I
you,
can't
you
believe
forgettable.
I did that. It's horrible. I shouldn't have
something
done it.
Regrettable.
Good
yeah.
word. Yeah, use some simple words. 12th grade education.
Yeah.
A few things. Something really
stupid. The island?
No. That's been the best thing because it gives me so much peace and relaxation.
Whoopi, what's the most regrettable thing you've ever said on camera?
Memento. The most regrettable thing I've ever said on he's guilty. That's the thing I regret most ever.
Was that about OJ?
No, it was about the kids. I thought the kids were guilty in one of the things that happened about 5 years ago.
Okay.
I regret that.
Okay.
Well, I really brought that room down, didn't
I? Know.
Well, let me bring it back up. Let me tell you what I resent, what the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me on stage.
Okay.
I'll tell you, this is really bad. I was on stage and I'm Madea and Pete, the artist is coming in. When they start coming in late, I go, "You're late, get away, sit down, what's the matter? You can't hear me?" Horrible.
Oh,
the
no.
The woman goes, "No, she can't."
Oh.
I felt so bad. I went backstage and laid down. I had to come backstage afterwards and be like, "I am so sorry." But I was in the character. I had to just go with it.
Oh, my God.
I think that brought the room down, too, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Wow.
Thank you.
Let's go to Linda from Chicago with a question for Tyler Perry. Hey, Linda.
Hi, it's very nice to see all of you tonight, but my question is for Mr. Tyler Perry.
Okay.
What happened after you lent Oprah your car and it broke down? Was she upset?
You know what it was? Oprah is just like, she likes to just go simple. She has a Volkswagen Beetle that she likes to drive around town. So I was like, "You need something nicer." So I let her use the car, and every time she got in this car, it broke down. I swear, she was at Ellen for hours because the car had broken down. And I'm like, that's so embarrassing.
That is horrible.
Yeah, so embarrassing.
Where do you keep the autograph Oprah gave you when you met her when you were working at a hotel?
I don't have it anymore.
You don't have it
anymore. I don't have it anymore. She just drew O on a piece of paper. I don't have it anymore. I wish I could find it.
Whoopi, it's been talked about a little bit already this week, and we're at the end of the week, but the week started out fiery between Joy and Megan. Well, I thought those two were, like, great buddies.
They are. Yeah.
So sometimes it just...
sometimes don't go the way you want it to.
Right. That's kind of the brilliant thing about live television, though, too,
well,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, you just never know where it's going to go.
This is true.
Yes. Whoopi, Amy M. from Phoenix wants to know, favorite memory from filming Ghost?
Looking over and seeing Patrick.
Yeah.
Just looking over and thinking, there you are.
You two were good buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Danette V wants to know, Tyler, will you consider doing a third installment of Why Did I Get Married?
Wow, I didn't even think about it. Yeah, I should. Why did I get divorced? Because so many of them get divorced.
Right.
Why did I get divorced? Yeah.
Whoopi, Lisa L. on Facebook wants to know your thoughts on the Megyn Kelly situation.
I have not one thought in my head.
You don't?
Nope.
Our next week's season finale of Shots of Sunset, it's MJ's wedding, and all she needs is something new, something borrowed, and something blue, because it looks like the old Vita is back. Here's a sneak peek.
What color is my lipstick going to be?
Marie, before you put on, at least put on the brighter lipstick, like my color red, to light up your skin.
I do love red.
Makeup artist, Maury, I'm her mom, and you have to listen. From the minute I walked in, I told you what I want. You always ignore.
She is a hardworking woman who is the best in the business. If there was somebody better, you can talk shit to your people. Don't talk shit to my people.
Vida, she is not going to be able to control herself.
Yeah, oh my God. I got to tell you something. You guys, this wedding next week, it is unbelievable. I absolutely love it. Tyler, are you showed me your studio a few years ago in Atlanta. Your output and productivity is so incredible. And I loved it that you were the first guy to step up after the gentleman who used to be on The Cosby
Jeffrey
Show.
Jeffrey Owens, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so is he now working for you?
We're done already, yeah. He shot 10 episodes of The Have and Have Nots. And yeah. You saw the old studio. You haven't seen the new one.
No, you haven't seen
it.
New one.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, the new one's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
You've seen Universal Studios.
Yes.
You've seen Warner Brothers. Okay, so all of you are seeing for the first time the person whose name is on the studio, who's actually alive, he owns the studio. And so he can shoot 8 different films on this lot.
Wow.
at the same time. Wow.
And
it's
so
amazing.
Do you rent out your space to other people?
I do, yeah. Black Panther shot there. Mm-hmm. First Man was
so
shot
clearly
there.
Clearly, I'm not in that either.
Right? No.
You need to play a queen or something
for
in the next
play.
For real, man. Let's go to Corby from Indiana for Whoopi Goldberg. Hey, Corby, what's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hi, I just wanted to give a shout out to my mom, Pam. And my question is, what did you think of Julie Chen deciding to leave The Talk? And how do you think the show has been doing since?
I have no clue. I hope it's going well.
Were you surprised she left?
No, I think if somebody's kind of saying to you, you know, we're really pissed at your husband.
Right.
You should be pissed too. I think I would take some time off, yeah.
Let's go to Tanya from Chino Hills, California. Hey, Tanya, what's your question?
Tyler, my question is for you. Uh-huh. What is your favorite memory or moment with Aretha Franklin?
Oh man. Mm-hmm. She's such a fan of the Have and Have Not, so every time we go to show, she want to talk about it. She'd call me up and ask me to talk like Madea, you know, all those kind of things. But my favorite moment is also the worst moment, like going into the dressing room. She would want to sit down and talk in the dressing room, but she didn't use air conditioning, right? So it'd be hot as hell in there. I'm sitting there sweating around my neck saying, okay, can we go? No, I just want to talk a little bit more. But she loved heat. That's why you sit at her concert and be drenched because she, no AC on her, no AC.
Did you stay for the whole funeral?
I did.
He did.
I stuck it out. Longest funeral in history.
Wow. It really was.
Yeah, but it was beautiful. It was a celebration that she deserved.
It was absolutely incredible. Let's go to Shakira from Philadelphia for Whoopi.
Hi, Whoopi. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
Have you spoken to Jeanine Pirro since her Explosive View appearance? And would you ever want her to return to the show?
Hell no, we ain't talking to none of them, damn it, none of
them. I've not spoken to Jeanine. There's no reason to. And if there is something that is intelligent that she has to bring to the show, I'm sure they will book her. I don't book the show. Right. I work there. I get a very interesting paycheck.
I will say you have seemed, and I don't know if it's the last couple of years, I just feel like what you're talking about on that show, because mm-hmm. You're talking about the news, you're talking about politics, mm-hmm. I find the show better than ever, and you seem, and tell me if I'm wrong or I'm overstepping, but you seem way more engaged over the last couple of years. Like, am I wrong?
Well, I think...
Are you just more interested? Or?
No, it's just more interesting stuff is happening.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So for me, it's just really, you know, everybody disappeared, and then I was sort of sitting there, and then they moved us, and then
right.
they messed with the show, and then, you know, they brought 14,000 people in, and then 14,000 people left, and then they brought 26,000 more people in, and then 26,000 people left. And, it's been a little nutty, so I'm just trying to stay... focus and do my job because I am a hired hand.
Right.
I don't own the show.
Well, you guys are in a groove and it shows and you're in a groove. And what does Tiffany Haddish have? Why does everybody love her so much? What does she bring to the movie?
For me, I worked with her 5 years ago on If Love Me, You Was Wrong. So I knew she had something special. She was bigger than what I was doing. So seeing her get this moment has been amazing. And she's the same person she was before, just with a little bit more money. But she's everybody's homegirl. I mean, everybody feels like you want to hang out with her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cosign.
Yeah.
Whoopi, Lydia P said, Tiffany Haddish is such a huge fan of Jumpin' Jack Flash. She asked for a sequel. Are you going to help make it happen?
No.
No? Why?
Because that's not the sequel I want to do.
Sister, oh, you, Sister Act.
What, you want to do Sister Act 3?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sister Act. Wait,
that's a no-brainer.
The two of them and Sister Act, that should happen.
Honestly.
Let's make it happen.
But well, that's a no-brainer. Yeah. Does Disney not want to do that?
No.
That's nuts. That is nuts. We got a gasp in the audience.
I know.
Jesse D wants to know the most fun you've ever had hanging out with Janet Jackson, Tyler.
I tell you the worst thing that happened. I was hanging out with her, and we were. Why'd you go? What all of a sudden? We were hanging out at this party, and she had this beautiful white Valentino dress on, and I was having a little drink, and I got up, knocked the red wine all over her Valentino dress. Man, that was the worst night.
No.
She had to walk out through paparazzi and be like, "Oh man, Tyler Perry just beat Janet up. She's bloody and bleeding. It's bad. That was the worst." But
she could have said it was her time of the month.
No. It started up here. But she was.
The women know.
Yeah.
The women know. It travels. Go ahead.
She's really good about it.
It travels, Whoopi. Is that what you said?
Whoopi, stop it.
It's true.
Stop it.
Whoopi, you're still on tour doing stand-up.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
And what I love is it's a great night for everybody. It's not political.
No, it's not political.
Right? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So everybody loves it.
Well, I thought everybody loves it, but sometimes people assume it's going to be political,
and they do things
to keep you from going.
Oh, no.
And so I just canceled an appearance.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too, because the show is funny. I'm not going to lie.
If you have not seen Whoopi Goldberg on stage, do it.
She's
unbelievable. It's time for my mazel of the day. Since I have two brilliant guests here tonight, I thought I'd let them do the honors. Tyler Perry, what's your mazel of the day?
My mazel of the day is celebrating the life of Itasake Shenge, who passed earlier this week. Uh-huh. She was an amazing playwright who wrote for Color Girls, and her art is going to live on for a long time, and I just want to celebrate her. She's our
mazel. Nice. Yeah. Very good. Whoopi Goldberg, do you have a jackhole of the day for us?
Yes. My jackhole of the day is a-holes everywhere.
Okay, just general a-holes everywhere.
Should I not have said that?
No, it's good.
Oh, okay.
A blanket jackhole if you're an a-hole. All right, I really like
it. Asshole.
Yes,
that's
absolutely. I want to thank Whoopi, Tyler, and Tara. We are back. Tyler Perry's movie, Nobody's Fool, is in theaters tomorrow. It stars Tiffany Haddish and Whoopi Goldberg.
Antika Sumter,
Amari Hardwick.
That's right.
Makai Brooks and Amber Riley.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love Amber Riley.
And a special cameo. Crazy special cameo. I can't tell you about it.
Oh, really?
Secret cameo that has the audience losing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Claire and Jerry are from Get Out of My Room, Mondays at 7 on Universal Kids. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Clyde from Phoenix. Hey, Clyde, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I caught you last week on The View, and you gave our hometown girl, Meghan McCain, such a fabulous Giovanni.
Yes.
Loved it. Anyway, this question is for Whoopi.
Okay.
Whoopi, in your opinion, who was the dumbest politician that you'd ever interviewed on The View?
That's a good question.
I'm shocked you have to ask.
Have you had Trump on?
Oh, yeah, before he became...
Yes. Yeah. I'm assuming that's your answer.
Could be.
Let's go to Cindy from Florida. Hey, Cindy, what's your question?
Hi, y'all. I love you guys so much.
Hey.
Thank you.
My question for Tyler is, I know a few years ago you were trying to get Diana Ross to star in one of your movies.
Yes.
Has there been any progress in that department?
No, never going to happen. I just let it go. It's never going to happen.
Really?
Why?
Yeah, it's never going to happen. It's a movie about a jazz singer and a Holocaust survivor set in the 1940s, and she would play their mother.
Right.
It's never going to happen. She's not interested. And she's Diana Ross, you know.
Yeah, no, we do not.
Living her best life.
We don't mess with Diana Ross.
No,
yes,
no.
If she says N.A.,
that's it.
Yes.
That's it for sure.
How old is the mother?
Yeah, Whoopi's
that's right. 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 Perfect. Perfect.
Just saying.
Perfect. I'll send you the script.
All right.
I'll send you the script. Casting solved.
We're making deals. Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, this is the other thing I was thinking. Since we're making deals right now, I mean, the truth of the matter is, can't you buy the rights to Sister Act?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Were you?
I was sitting there thinking like, Tiffany had just Whoopi and Sister
honestly,
Act.
Honestly, make it. Just buy the rights from them if they're not going to make it.
We'll together. We'll go get
there's,
it. We'll
there
go
is
get it.
No question. Yep. That, like, it's the biggest no-brainer on the planet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We thought so, too.
Anyway.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay, good. I'm glad we were thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Will you guys come on this show to promote it when you have the movie? Okay, good. Let's go to Chuck from Columbus. Hey, Chuck, what's your question?
Hey. Well, I have a question for Whoopi.
Okay.
Hello.
Big fan.
Thank
Hello.
You.
And I love seeing you on the show, Whoopi. I especially love when they're in a wide shot and obviously something kind of pisses you off and suddenly they start going to one shots of all the other people on the panel.
That's right.
It's great. But I wanted to ask you...
I thought I had that under control.
No, Whoopi. No. Chuck notices that.
Chuck, if you saw it, I'm not doing a very good job.
Yeah, no, you're really not. Chuck has an eagle eye. What's your question, Chuck?
It's two parts. I wanted to ask what she thought of Abby Huntsman as the latest addition to the View panel, and also which former co-host does she miss the most?
Oh, okay.
Well, I miss Sarah Haynes.
Yeah. You do.
I really do.
Sarah's
I love this girl, and I just miss her a lot. I think Abby's very sweet. I like her very much. I mean, you know, I haven't been with her very long, so I don't really know what to say. So, you know, as Thumper's mother said, if you're not sure, don't say
Is Thumper's that what mother. Thumper's mother said?
That's Thumper's mother.
Yeah. Okay.
Thumper's mother.
Isn't that Thumper? That was,
Yes.
I paraphrased it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg can be seen in Nobody's Fool. It was written and directed by Tyler Perry. It's in theaters tomorrow. You can see Claire and Jerry on Universal Kids. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.